Jeez. Hey, now I'm just trying to find dudes for me.
Darren Woodson's coming to the table.
Yeah.
Well, right, set him down.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we got you.
Hey, right on.
Darren's here for you.
Is he here for now or next?
It's 06. What do you think we should do here?
Just keep going. Talk to him for a few minutes.
Okay, why not? Yeah. Let's sit down.
Are girls over there?
Yes, they are. How far away are you? Hey, Darren, my name's Jake. Nice to meet you, man.
How you doing? Dominic.
Hey, Darren, what's up?
Nice to meet you.
He can't hear you yet. He's putting the headset on right now. It's great, Darren Woodson, Cowboy legend, joining us here in the Hang Zone.
D-Dub.
What's happening? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Oh, man.
Stop trying to
stay out of trouble.
Cool, Dan. So what are you here for?
Well, it's a game that's coming up, but I'm doing some stuff with Sleep Number.
Oh, right on.
This week, so it's been interesting. Been interesting to hear about how much recovery means to these young kids back. I remember back in the day, man, they didn't give a damn about recovery.
Right.
They just cared about you get your ass out on, excuse my leg, but get on the field.
Okay.
Get on the field and play the game. And you know, you know, I'm here as a finalist as well for the Hall of Fame. So
sure.
A little both.
So
what was the Sleep Number they had at the White House?
Dude, I don't know what the setting was, but it was bouncy. it was good. It was good.
So was that common in your era? Could you go out at night and then just be out there early in the morning and still produce?
Yeah. Yeah, there were some of us that could stay out. Look, I know I had a lot of teammates, man, that can go hard all night and just, you know, wake up and go practice in the morning. I was never built that way. I had to get my sleep in.
That's when men were men back then. Am I wrong?
Here's my friend Dan.
Hey, man, we're all the same. Right. Who's there. That? Your boy Dan. Oh,
how's
there
it going,
he
man?
Is, Dan. I didn't even see
Darren Woodson.
You. Dan, did I take your spot?
No. I'm just hanging out.
I didn't even know where Dan was. I thought he was back at the station or something, back home in Dallas or something.
Now we're just walking around. Got you some pretzels, if you
want
a pretzel.
This looked like chicken. This looked like a box of Kentucky Fried Chicken or something like that. I didn't know what the heck this was.
Darren's more of a tequila guy.
I am a.
Well, we got
Emmett.
That.
You had Emmett here, didn't you?
We did.
You did, yeah. He left you a prize. He left you a little
pass
gift.
Pass it on.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you met my teammates, my co-founders of my company. Yeah.
Tri-founders.
The tri-founders, yes.
Yeah.
How the heck did you guys run into each other?
Well, we were looking for him because we're P1s.
You're
and
P1s,
we came here.
Yes.
We said we want to find the ticket guys. So
we're D-Town peeps, you know.
So we did. Here we are. And then we told them about we were looking for tequila, and then they happened to find some. So here we are.
You know how guys treat girls, Darren, right?
Yeah.
They want something. We'll find it. Tequila, we'll get it for you.
All of a sudden, it appeared from underneath the table. We have no idea where it came from.
Who was underneath the table? You were underneath the table? What's going on around
so,
here?
Well, yeah.
Regarding the Hall of Fame, would you ever do anything like the Drew Pearson situation where you have the camera on you? And
no.
That just made me so uncomfortable
when
it happened.
Yeah, man. That was – hey, look, Drew's been a guy – when I was a kid, man, I was a kid growing up here in Phoenix, I hated the Cowboys for one reason, and it was Drew Pearson, because Drew was that guy at the end of the game. He'd always make the big plays, you know, score the touchdowns and whatnot. And I remember getting to Dallas – and being a draft pick in the 90s, and I thought Drew was already in the Hall of Fame. Like, I would have never have guessed that Drew Pearson, who meant so much to this, because in Phoenix, we didn't have a football team, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have the Cardinals until I was junior or sophomore in college the Cardinals come here. So, you know, it was the Cowboys, it was kind of the Raiders, but mostly the Cowboys, and Drew Pearson was a legend. I could not imagine him not being in a Hall of Fame. And it just surprised me like anyone else.
Let's blame Rick Goslin, right? Isn't he the guy? Does he have to, like, does he give the...
No, I ain't going down that road.
But does...
I need Rick.
Just the whole... The function of the whole thing is you got to have a writer, you know, pimping you or pitching you to the rest of the media, and it just seems weird.
Yeah, well, it does. But, you know, at the same time, look, I think Rick has done all he can. Rick's a legend in this game as far as the Hall of Fame
he's awesome.
Is concerned. But... you know, I don't know what the dynamics were that Drew didn't get in, but, you know, early on. But, you know, it is what it is. He's in now.
Do you keep up with any of your former coaches at all? Like, when's the last time you talked to Campo?
I know Campo 2 weeks ago.
Proponent of yours, really?
Two weeks ago.
Yeah,
why?
Talk to him. We talk.
Wrong number, butt
no,
dial?
No, we talk. Yeah, that too. But we talk a lot, man. I mean, not only Campo, Mike Zimmer and I was just on the phone 2 days ago. He's taking a job and helping Dion out in Colorado. But
oh, that's
a
right.
Lot, there's a lot of coaches, man, that I still stay in contact with that come around. Because these guys are moving around the league as well. And some of them are – a lot of the coaches that I had are aging out of the league as well. So it's a different relationship that I'm having with these guys now.
Did you ever have any inkling to get into the coaching game yourself?
None. I watched Mike Zimmer age. I watched that. I'm serious, man. I watched Zimmer when he came in the league. He was our nickelback coach. Campo was a defensive back coach. Mike Zimmer was our nickelback coach. And he was a young, well, he had to be in his late 30s, early, maybe 40s, somewhere in there. But he was a young-looking coach. And over time, man, I just saw him with all the stress. It's just, you know, they stay all day. They don't leave until 11 o'clock. They show back up at 4:35 a.m. Their families are all off and gone. They never see their families. And it's just, there's no loyalty in the end because you get fired. You have to take your whole family out of school, move them somewhere else. And I just didn't never want to be a part of that. That was just too much for me.
You still live in Dallas or you
I'm
live
in
here?
Dallas. No. I'm in Dallas.
Okay. Well,
no.
Thought you
we
might like
know
to
that. No, man. I'm in Dallas, man. This is where my company is. Yeah. You know, I'm a partner in a commercial real estate firm. And I have my software company, Counterfind, which I'm one of the co-founders.
Let's
with,
go, baby.
The other two.
But you grew up here, huh?
I grew up in Phoenix. Grew up on the west side.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Where'd you go to high school?
Maryville.
Okay.
Maryville High. Okay. You from this part?
I live here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What school do you go to?
I went to school in California, but my son goes to Pinnacle High School here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is our friend Dominic Robinson. Did you guys meet?
We met.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm from the west side, man.
Okay. His son is 39. Deuce Robinson, who is the top tight end recruit in the nation.
Going to Arizona State, right? Is that where he's going? He's going.
Everyone you meet tries to pitch you on their particular college.
Yeah, going to Arizona State, right?
Yep. Always.
How does the body feel these days? Just as a guy who is one of the most physical players of his era.
You know, it's crazy because I just had I'm about 4 months removed from having half a replacement shoulder surgery. And that's been my only surgery since I retired. But I had nine or ten surgeries when I played and then had this one, a few months ago. But, you know, I feel good, man. My body feels good. I work out every day.
Sleep number.
Sleep number. That's right. Get that sleep number plug in. Get my recovery right. Yeah, so I'm good.
You look totally awesome.
I do, man. I feel good.
Jake said he could tackle you earlier.
Jake, let's go. Let's
see if we can do that.
I got a bad left. I got. You know what?
Tyler, you got excuses.
Oh, yeah. I got Tyler Klutz over here. Remember, you guys know Klutz.
Tyler. Tight end?
Yeah, No, fullback.
Fullback, okay.
Yeah.
What's Klutz. One of the same these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, but
arm wrestling with his bad shoulder, Jake.
No.
Take him off.
Right now.
No.
Arm wrestling.
No.
Come on, Jake.
Anything. We ain't getting paid enough for that.
Jamie will take
him. All arm wrestling.
Jamie will beat you right now.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Come here.
Jamie v. Jake.
Girl, you better win. You better represent. You better represent. You want to take on this challenge.
Come on.
She's kind of got guns.
Hey,
it does.
Hey, winner takes all.
Let's go, baby.
The Horadura.
All right.
I'm kind of nervous.
You asked for this.
I hope my trainer's listening right now. I'm going to make you proud, bro.
Shout out,
bro.
All right, you tell me when it's time. You want to count us down? Darren can count us down.
Okay, yes. Ready. One, two, three.
I kicked your ass.
That's what I'm talking about,
you know,
girl.
What?
That's why you represent
know what?
Counter
she
five.
Was already about to win before Darren jumps in, too. And now you get the tequila.
Yes.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys taking the time, man. Look, I've always loved the show, so I really appreciate you.
Thanks,
guys.
Man. Read this for us. I mean, don't.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Don't read it blank. Put your name in there.
Do it.
This is Darren Woodson. I'm going to say it. This is Darren Woodson, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Thank you, guys. Man. Appreciate you. Got yourself a bottle of tequila.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
All right, 2:15. This is the ticket.